Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Future Fit by Andrea Clark. Sophie, I have to ask, what did you think when she said the idea of job security is basically a trap?
Hey there, Sam. I thought it was a wake-up call. This book isn't about predicting the future. It's about surviving it. Andrea Clark says true security comes from your internal ability to navigate change, not from your job title.
I'm not gonna lie. That landed a little heavy for me. I've definitely coasted on the comfort of a stable role.
Yeah, and she says that's exactly the danger. Climbing one ladder for 40 years is a liability now. It's like a house on a sandbank.
Right? And she gives you 7 traits to build instead. Commercial acumen is the one that hit me first. I rarely think about how my work hits the bottom line.
That's it. She wants you to think like an owner, not just an employee. Read the earnings reports, talk to sales, and always ask how your work matters to the business.
So I actually tried that. You remember I spent last week going through a company's quarterly report? It made me see my little project in a whole new way.
See, that's the point. It's not about becoming a corporate sycophant. It's about making yourself invaluable because you understand the bigger picture.
Then there's digital fitness. I'll admit I rolled my eyes at first because I'm not a coder and I'm tired of being told to learn a code.
But she's careful to say it's not about coding. Digital fitness is a mindset of comfort and curiosity. It's about experimenting with new tools without being paralyzed by the fear of looking stupid.
Okay, that I can get behind. I use AI to draft stuff now, and half the time I feel like I'm doing it wrong. But the book says data literacy matters more than mastering every app.
Exactly. And agility is next. It's about being flexible and responsive, not just fast. She says the most dangerous phrase is, "We've always done it this way."
My old manager used to say that all the time. She really wants you to seek out ambiguous projects with tight deadlines and learn to fail forward, right?
Yes. Extract the lesson and immediately apply it. A good plan executed today is better than a perfect plan executed next month.
That's a hard shift for me because I like things neat, but she's saying that's a luxury you can't afford anymore.
And the chapter on creativity is honestly inspiring. In the age of the algorithm, creativity is the ultimate human differentiator.
She makes a great point that machines can analyze and optimize, but they can't imagine or tell a compelling story. That's a survival skill for every professional.
She suggests carving out time for white space thinking. Expose yourself to diverse influences and practice brainstorming without judgment.
So it's not about waiting for a lightning bolt. It's a discipline.
Right.
And all of that is built on resilience. It's not the goofy hustle culture kind, but the real ability to absorb shocks and recover.
I love that she says bounce forward, not just bounce back. Use the adversity as a catalyst for growth.
She's also really honest that your body matters. She emphasizes sleep, exercise, and nutrition as non-negotiable performance enhancers.
That was refreshing because most career books just tell you to work harder. She's telling you to take care of yourself as a strategy.
Then there's emotional capital. It's the currency of relationships and trust. She says build a personal board of directors.
But she's clear it's not transactional networking. It's being reliable, empathetic, and generous. That compounds.
And the roof that holds it all together is a growth mindset. That's the belief that your abilities are not fixed. You can develop them through dedication.
I think that's the engine. Without it, commercial acumen gets stale, digital fitness gets outdated, and resilience becomes stubbornness.
She even applies it to how you take feedback. You're hungry for criticism because that's how you evolve.
So as we wrap up, I want to make sure people know this isn't a one-size-fits-all checklist.
Definitely. It's structured like a diagnostic. You honestly assess where you are on each of the 7 traits and then pick a targeted strategy.
And she says the key is to take ownership of your career. Stop waiting for your employer to manage it. That's both scary and freeing.
That's the real invitation, I think.
I actually highlighted her line about reframing uncertainty as possibility. That's the whole book in one sentence.
It's empowering but demanding. The future belongs to people who are willing to become adaptable, resilient, and human.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that the most secure career isn't the most stable one. It's the most adaptable one. I'm going to treat change as a workout, not a threat.
By the way, the whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 lifetime. The whole book comes down to one sentence. In a world that keeps changing, your readiness is your power. You don't have to predict the future, just be ready for it. We'll see you in the next one.